Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, we've been checking in across the country on coronavirus hotspots. Today, we start with the hottest. The area around New York City is now the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak. Nearly 1 in 1,000 people in that region are infected, 5 times the infection rate in other parts of the country. Governor Andrew Cuomo saying today it's doubling every 3 days. WNYC reporter Gwen Hogan is in New York. And Gwen, we heard Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday. She's with the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Say that 28% of tests in New York came back positive. That's compared to 8% positive in the rest of the U.S. How did it get this bad?
Well, you know, we live in such a dense environment, New York City, and we also have people coming and going from every country on the globe up until a week or two ago. We're congregating in concert halls, museums, public transit. And for weeks, as this outbreak was spreading across the world, travel was only restricted from China. Mm-hmm. And we were not testing for the virus here, really, until the last week and a half, if we've been able to do that. So the numbers we're seeing now are the result of weeks of community spread right. of the virus to the point where it's all across the 5 boroughs.
Well,
now.
And your governor, Cuomo's hair's been on fire talking about this. New York has since ramped up its testing capacity. Cuomo said New York is now testing at the same rate per person as China or South Korea, which did very well in this. So how did New York manage to get mm-hmm. those tests?
Well, we know that the city and state have partnerships with several commercial laboratories in the area, and many of our hospitals, which are some of the most sophisticated institutions in the country, they also have in-house testing. So that partly explains why we've been able to ramp up this testing. But having said that, New York City last week just had to walk the requirements back on who can be tested, even as we have more testing coming online. And that's because we have such severely restricted personal protective gear. And each time you take a test, you have to use fresh gear. So now New York City is saying you should only be tested for the virus if you need to be admitted to the hospital. Everyone else is going to be told to recuperate at home anyway. And so in order to conserve that, the protective gear, the masks and those things that are in short supply, we want to do as few as tests as possible. So that may also explain why we have such a high percentage of positive tests coming back.
Hospitals are being ordered to increase capacity. You had the first prisoner test positive at Rikers Island. I'm assuming in the few seconds we have, the city's ramping up.
Yes. I mean, hospitals are facing an unimaginable strain right now. The governor said yesterday that hospitals have to increase their capacity by 50%. They already had plans to discharge patients who didn't need emergency care and cancel elective procedures. But even with clearing out that space, it's still nowhere near the 50% they're now mandated. So we have pop-up hospitals coming online, the floating naval hospital, but that's nowhere near 140,000 beds the governor says we're expected to need in the coming weeks.
Just amazing. Gwen Hogan with WNYC in New York. Thank you.
Thank you.